Ooh, that's a find. Pete Zimmerman getting... Oh, that sounds like a mix between Sheryl Crow and Ben Zobrist's wife. Strong, strong game. Chicago Bears, obviously, back burner tonight as the Cubs look to clinch up on the north side, but a big game on Monday Night Football, a home opener as we every Thursday check in with Adam Hoge, our WGN Radio Sports Bears reporter. You can also get his podcast online at WGNRadio.com. Adam Hoge, how are you, buddy? Good to talk to you.
Good. I don't even know what that song was.
I know. It's Zimmerman digging deep, man.
It's good, though.
It's good. All right, so let's talk about the Bears this week. Obviously, coming off the loss to the Texans, how has the week gone in terms of practice and morale when getting ready for the Monday night game?
Yeah, well, maybe it helped to have an extra day this week to kind of digest the loss. But, you know, I think that in the moment, players try to psych themselves up for a game and believe that they can win. But I think when they probably step back and they look at the film and they kind of realize, yeah, we probably could have beaten the Texans, but chances are they realize in their heads, while they would never say this out loud, that, you know, the Texans at this point, at least in the first week of the season, are probably a better team than they were.
They're a playoff team, right?
Yeah, and the Bears had a lead going in the fourth quarter. So, yes, you want to get the win, but I think they probably take more positives than negatives out of that first game, even though it was a loss. And that's what you try to draw from it. They had an extra day to kind of digest things because of the Monday nighter, so they didn't even get back to practice until today. And it was kind of business as usual, as it tends to be during the season. One loss doesn't make or break a season, even in the NFL where there's less games. So I think the attitude today was pretty positive.
Okay, so let's talk with Jay Cutler. He had a nice piece about Jay Cutler and criticizing Jay Cutler's emotion. We seem to go after that all the time just because of his performance in the second half, where it looked once again as if he was a little shell-shocked after getting hit constantly, but also a really a bad interception where he threw to a spot where he thought Kevin White was going to be, and Kevin White wasn't there. Obviously, as the week has gone on, they talked to Kevin White, took full responsibility for it, but Jay Cutler took responsibility for it too.
Yeah, and we haven't had a chance to talk to Jay since the game, but Jay said after the game that it left his hand and it's his responsibility. To some extent it is, you know, and as I kind of put in what I wrote, I mean, it's mostly Kevin White's fault. You expect your wide receiver to be where he's supposed to be, and the way that route would work was, depending on the coverage, he was either supposed to sit where he ended up sitting and just stopping, or cut it to the outside if it was a certain coverage, and that's what the coverage was. That's what he was supposed to do, was go to the outside, and he didn't. So, but my argument was that there was enough time for Jay to kind of realize. It wasn't like this was split second. He's got a blitz coming. He's got to unload the football.
Right.
He was kind of standing there in the pocket. He had good protection, and then it started to collapse a little, and that's when he threw the ball up. In fact, the safety that made the play had enough time to bite on the play action fake to begin with, which is what was supposed to cause Kevin to go to the outside in the first place. He was able to recover and then get to the outside where Jay threw the ball. That's a lot of things for a defender to do. That shows you that there was plenty of time there for Jay to kind of understand what was going on. I still, though, you trust your wide receiver to be where he's supposed to be. And I think this kind of speaks to what you asked me first, Justin, in that, you know, kind of digesting the loss, getting over it. For Kevin White, he admitted to us today that, you know, that was kind of hard to swallow for a couple days, knowing that he kind of caused a huge crucial interception in that game. And really, the offense didn't seem to be the same from that play on in the second half. So I think it was riding hard on Kevin White after his first NFL game to have a mistake that big. And now he's going to try to be as positive as he can during this week of practice and get back at it in week two.
Doesn't he have to be? I mean, it wasn't just the interception. I mean, he had a false start as a wide receiver. He also, you know, I mean, it was a tough catch to make, but when Jay Cutler got drilled and he threw it up, White couldn't come down with it. I mean, it didn't seem like, you know, I mean, I guess it's a lot of expectations on our head or on us as the fans because we missed a whole year with this kid. But we really want him to be NFL ready. We want him to be at Pro Bowl level right now.
Yeah, and I understand that because, you know, there's two sides of the argument. You could either say, well, look, it's his first NFL game and you are going to have to go through some learning experiences, right? You just hope they don't end in interceptions like that. On the flip side, you know, I understand the fans are saying, hey, man, this guy was in the building for a whole year. He was in the meetings all last year. He should understand what the routes are. and understand the coverages, even if he hasn't run through it. I think it's somewhere in the middle of that. I think it's fair to have higher expectations than you normally would for a rookie because it is technically his second year. But I also don't think you can be completely surprised when something like that happens. What I think, though, the fans want to see, maybe you can live with mental mistakes if he's also running around making big plays.
Right.
And I don't think it helped that Will Fuller, who's the Texans' first-round draft pick,
he made all the big plays, right?
This year certainly looked like a first-round draft pick on Sunday against the Bears' defense. That's what you want to see. So, and he had a huge crucial mistake in the game, too. He dropped what was definitely going to be a deep touchdown pass. Will Fuller, I'm talking about.
Right.
But you're able to live with that because he also caught five other passes for over 100 yards and a touchdown, which Kevin White didn't do to go along with the mental gaffe that he had.
Well, let's talk about the coaching. Obviously, John Fox was on the hot seat a little bit for not challenging a quarterback sneak by Brock Osweiler that looked like the naked eye. He didn't make it, but they gave him the first down by, less than an inch. And also Vic Fangio with the idea of playing Leonard Floyd more than any other outside linebacker. It seemed like the coaches fell under a little scrutiny this week.
Yeah, and I thought it was deserved, but at least – what I liked is that both John Fox and Vic Fangio kind of admitted their mistakes. And the playing time with Leonard, that's not necessarily a mistake. It's just, it was a little odd. Last week Vic Fangio was telling us that he's not sure Leonard Floyd is in proper condition for the regular season and kind of criticizing him for the preseason. Not criticizing, but accurately pointing out that his preseason wasn't the best. And then he goes out there and Leonard Floyd ends up playing 80% of the snaps on defense and leads all of the outside linebackers right in playing time in his first NFL game. It just seemed a little odd. Both John Fox and we talked to Vic Fangio today admitted that, yeah, probably played Leonard Floyd a little bit too much. Part of it had to do, though, what they really like about Leonard's game that he can do, and I'll admit he can do this better than any of the other guys at that position, is drop back into coverage. He kind of has some cornerback skills in that regard where you can line him up against a Braxton Miller, which is something they did against the Texans on Sunday.
Wow.
And he can hold his own. So that's part of the reason why he played so much.
Yeah,
my counter to that would be, though, Lamar Miller, their running back, had 28 carries. They ran the ball a lot. So you didn't necessarily have to be worried about coverage as much. I would have had Lamar Houston out there a little bit more, who's really stout against the run.
Yeah, we'd like to see him. Okay, so for this game, Monday Night Football against Carson Wentz, who is the number one pick for the Eagles. He had a great game against Cleveland. The Bears get a home game, home opener. The Eagles come here. They've had good success against rookie quarterbacks. Jay Cutler's had good success on Monday Night Football. All of the arrows seem to be pointing in the Bears' favor. The only arrow that's not is John Fox has had an abysmal record at home.
Yeah, 1-7 in his first year with the Bears. Not good, but obviously I don't think you can all pin it on John Fox. The team was good enough last year to go 5-3 on the road, which means they should have been better than 1-7 at home, even though their home schedule was definitely tougher than the road schedule. So it's something to watch this year. It's a new season. The thing about being good against rookies, I know I saw that on the Bears' Twitter account today too. They're 10-1 or whatever it is, or they're 9-1 against rookies recently. I would point out that Brock Osweiler last year maybe wasn't technically a rookie, but he was playing really for the first time,
right.
And he came into Soldier Field and beat them. And he just beat them again in Houston.
Right.
So I don't know how much that really matters. Carson Wentz, though, does look, at least through 1 week, like everything I thought he would be. I had really high hopes for him coming out of North Dakota State. I liked him a lot. He had a great debut. I just don't know how much to buy into it. I'm a little skeptical just because he was playing the Cleveland Browns. That's not his fault. You play who's on your schedule. But I think the Bears can rattle him a little bit more than maybe he was rattled by the Browns last week.
All right. Well, Monday Night Football, the Bears take on the Eagles at Soldier Field. Adam Hoge will be there, of course. Adam, thanks for joining us and breaking down the game. And we will talk to you soon, bud.
All right. Sounds good.